Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal counsel is collecting information from 61 state agencies about lawsuits and complaints they get and whether they handle the cases in-house, by contract lawyers, or through the Attorney General's office. Counsel Alfonso David says the state faces tens of thousands of cases with no standard playbook. He said the office is looking for efficiencies, issues that might be similar among agencies, and ways to save money. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office, which usually defends the executive branch in lawsuits, declined to comment. A reform group is taking a new approach to trying to close a loophole in the state's campaign finance laws, as years-long attempts to crack down on what's known as dark money donations have failed. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
For years, reformers and many politicians, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, have said they want to close a loophole in state law. It allows donors to skirt the $5,000 limit for corporate donations. It's accomplished by creating multiple limited liability corporations, or LLCs. They're cheap to set up, costing only a few hundred dollars in filing fees. Donors can have as many LLCs as they want and give up to $150,000 from each. Attempts over the years to get the legislature to change the law to limit the LLC contributions have failed, as top-ranking politicians like the governor, the legislative leaders, and legislative campaign committees have all continued to collect millions of dollars from the LLCs. A leading advocate in the legislature of closing the loophole, Senator Michael Gianaris, a Democrat from Queens, says the lack of action has been disappointing.
We have some things that should be easy answers. That there is no rational explanation for not doing, like closing the LLC loophole, for example. How can anyone rationally say that that's something that should continue to exist?
So reform groups, along with the state's attorney general, have tried another route. They're asking the State Board of Elections to act, saying the board has the power to change its own practices and curb the LLC donations. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says under state law, the LLCs are required to reveal the true identity of the donor. But he says the organizations go to great lengths to obscure the money trail.
We found many cases where the limited liability company's name was a street address. The address of the check was a P.O. box. So how are you supposed to know who the true identity is there? We found other examples of limited liability companies with street addresses where they list another company, care of another company. We think that may violate the true identity provision under the law, and we want the Board of Elections to look into it.
The LLCs are treated by the State Board of Elections as though they are individuals, not corporations. That's why they can give up to $150,000 in additional campaign donations instead of being restricted to the corporate limit of $5,000. Horner says it doesn't make any legal sense to treat what is so obviously a business enterprise as a person. He says the LLCs themselves claim that they are either partnerships or corporations when they file taxes with the federal and state government.
The Board of Elections years ago allowed for limited liability companies to be treated as human beings for the purposes of campaign contributions, not a business like every other business is. And so we think that they've opened up a Pandora's box of problems.
The LLC donations are already causing legal problems for some lawmakers. Campaign contributions from a real estate company, Glenwood Development, owned by billionaire Leonard Litwin, have figured in the federal cases against former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos, though neither the developer nor his company have been charged with any wrongdoing in the cases. The Board of Elections had no immediate comment on the request for the investigations. The last time the four commissioners tried to rule on tightening up LLC donation rules, the board deadlocked and took no action. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.